All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5 The Game. Big event happening at the Putting Zone this weekend, one of our favorite places. ESPN's coming to town for this event with the National Putting Tour. If you've never heard of this, it is fascinating to what's happening over there. We got the owner coming on with us now, Bill Resigliano. Bill, good afternoon. Thanks for doing this. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you? We're going crazy over here. Everything's great.
I love it. Explain what's going on Saturday and how people could come, be involved, and watch this.
Yeah, so Saturday, March 21st at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we are hosting the largest professional putting tournament in North America. Right now we have the deepest field of professional putters ever assembled before for a tournament. Prize money has reached $26,500 with a $10,000 first place check. And we've got close to 100 entrants between amateurs and professionals. So it's going to be wild. The professionals have been here all week practicing and mapping out the course. It is a sight to see, I will tell you.
I love it. And disclaimer again, we did the day we were over there. This is not mini golf. There's no clown's mouth, no windmill. We did the course. I mean, it is perfect. And this is professional indoor putting, which is kind of taking over. All right, so Saturday, spectators are invited, correct?
Yeah, you can reserve a spot at one of our tables in the Dogleg Lounge for $20, or you can reserve a seat around the course. We have 116 seats. It's set up like a stadium where you can watch play take place.
Wow.
So for either that $20 or $25, you can watch, but it also includes an all-you-can-eat buffet for 6 hours. So what a deal, right? $20, $25 eats your heart out.
Heck yeah, it is.
I love to hear that, Bill. One, because when we were there a few weeks ago, I found out that you were the one that was behind the design of the course. You were the one that put up all the rocks on the rock wall there. You're a man of the people. I love the thought behind your entire process with this. My big question is, when it comes to the tournament, are you going to allow broomstick putters or is it all mallet putters?
You can put any kind of putter you want. Some of these guys have putters that they've had for 50 years, you know, and you bring your putter. These guys are bringing their own golf balls, too. So they're kind of fickle in what they do, but it is a fascinating endeavor to watch these guys. They have books in their hands. They map out the course. It's a fascinating process. I'm very excited to be able to watch these guys do their craft. And right now, as the largest putting tournament in North America, we basically are, and Nashville now is, the putting capital of the world.
I love to hear that. And again, looking at the mapping out of the course, you have the white dots in the fairways and near the front parts of the green. Do those apply to this tournament or no?
Absolutely. We have to keep the integrity of the course and the way that it's played. This is the world's first 18-hole par 72 professional course that's ever been built, and it's the only one that exists in the world right now. It's not a miniature golf course. There are no clown heads or windmills. This is pure putting. A low handicap, even a pro golfer, will definitely be able to come in here, enhance their skills putting when they get out on the course. Putting is 50% of your game, and nobody has really ever addressed it in a structured format like this. There are about five or six different putting tours out in the United States and in the world, but they only play on miniature golf courses. So this is brand new for them. As I said, they've been here all week practicing, and they will continue to be here for the rest of the week up until the tournament on Saturday.
Bill Resigliano is with us. He's the owner of the Putting Zone, theputtingzone.com, for more information about what's happening this weekend. Bill, when ESPN approached you and they wanted to do this, I mean, what a moment that had to be for you, right?
Yeah, we're actually partnered with the National Putting Tour with the founder, Brock Gillespie. Brock Gillespie does an ESPN show every year for his putting tour. And he happened to be up in Kentucky at another mini golf tournament. And I just happened to give him a call. He came down, he saw the facility, and it was instant, like, oh, we're having the next ESPN show here. So this all gets filmed. It all gets filmed on Saturday. Then it gets edited and stuff. And then it gets shown on ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN8, The Ocho in August. So it's very exciting for us. We've only been open for 3 months. And imagine we've got the largest putting tournament in North America, and we're going to be on ESPN. I mean, what a coup that is. Huh?
Oh, it's great. The night we were there, that you were so gracious, we came out there, there was a guy that drove 6 hours.
Yeah, from Charlotte.
From Charlotte, yeah, because he'd gotten word about this.
Oh, there's guys here now that are from California. There's guys coming all over North America. I think we've got 4 or 5 Canadians here that have come into play. So it's an international field right now. So very, very stunning, very, very humbling, I would say, is a good word for it.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to come out. I'm going to sneak in on Saturday to see this. So if you see me, just ignore
me. Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're going to have that, we're still going to have that 160-foot putt contest here. We're going to raise money for charities, too. So not only are we playing golf, and not only can you come here and see the most historic and largest putter collection in the world, we're going to raise money for local charities, too. So that's what we're all about.
Please tell our amazing radio audience, the first guy to sink 160-foot putt there. Who was the first guy?
That would be Joe Durbin.
That's right. Good old Joe Durbin sank that 160-foot putt that day and got it done. Big Joe Durbin. Yeah. Bill, thank you. We love you guys, man. We're going to support you all the way, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thank you.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you guys, too. And thanks again for the opportunity. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
ThePuttingZone.com. We were out there a month ago, and Dr. Green, you were out there as well.
Yeah.
We had a ball. I mean, it is a lot of fun, and it was nothing like I expected. It was 1,000 times better.
And like you said, it's a foolproof par 72 course. I tried it. I was shot 10 over at 82, and then I was like, oh, maybe we can do better the second time. 87. Did not shoot better the second time.
Right, but after like the first hole, you're like, all right, I'm going to conquer this thing. And it's so cool and so much fun, and it's really taken off. So I'm really happy for Bill and the gang and John and Kimberly.
Correct, yeah.
Over there that have done a great job with that, so it's a lot of fun.
You have to walk out your putts. Like, we tried it over a couple weeks ago. You just don't really see it because you don't have a topographic map at all. You got to fill out the grooves and the fairways and so forth. You can't really cut any corners because that takes out the fun of it. But also, too, it doesn't help you out at all either.
Well, and then that guy shows up, and we're like, he was like, I'm like, why is this guy? He's like, yeah, I read about it. I drove from Charlotte to, I was like, what? And he was driving back that night.
And he had a notepad of the entire 18-hole course of the topographic map, and he was writing down notes of, oh, this ridge on the left, if you put it there, it'll fall like 2 feet to the right, whatever. Like, I thought that was so interesting. And I got his name. It's somewhere in my notes. But overall,
I don't care to talk to that guy again.
He was a computer engineer.
Nerd, whatever.
Not a nerd, computer engineer.
I'm telling you right now, Joe Durbin chooses his friends wisely.
He
right?
does.
Joe Durbin, I mean, I got room for maybe, Brando became a friend recently.
Yep.
So you're a friend of Joe Durbin. So, I mean, I don't have room for a lot of guys.
Thank you.
Right?
Exactly.
Brandon, I don't know what my last name is either. Right?
Durbin. You related to Keith Urban somehow?
Somehow. If that pays me money, hell yeah, I'm related to anybody. Put another shrimp on the butt.
But if you go to the nationalputtingtour.com, right, guess what shows up on the front page?
Isn't that so cool?
The Putting Zone. ESPN2, ESPN8, The Ocho, ESPN News. Like, that is wild.
I mean, there's a national putting tour. And again, don't think you can go out there because you shot under 5 par at Dollywood on their little goofy mini golf course. This is not that.
Also,
there's no clown except for us.
Do you know where the Masters is for the National Putting Tour?
I'm going to guess Rayon City.
Close, but no cigar. Myrtle Beach.
Oh, we need to go to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, we do. I was really curious to see if you'd say if this was going to be a part of the tour now. If this place is going to be a part of the tour going forward.
All right. ThePuttingZone.com. All information you need out there. I'll see you guys out there Saturday. Come back. We'll take a break. Come back. It's the segment that's not going to waste your time. The segment everybody talks about. The segment that is the number one seed. Celebrity birthdays. And what day is it? That's next right here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game.